the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Coming up in moments, the new Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is designing the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design and find out how to win at 94WIP.com/Mark's. What's your bigger concern with the Eagles going forward? Jalen's turnovers. Defense, 72% Jalen's turnovers. 215-592-9494. Let's get this to go. RC in Glen Mills, where I grew up. RC, you're on WIP.
Fellas, nice talking to you. Love your show. First-time caller.
Yes, sir.
What up, RC?
What up, Ike? Ike, yes. We're going to address you first. Baldy just went at you with.
Okay.
Ike, is it true that you think Jalen has a top 10 arm in the NFL?
Yes.
Okay. He has a top 10
arm. Well, top 10 arm? Like, we talking about arm strength?
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, arm strength.
I don't know about it. I think he's a top 10 quarterback. That's good enough for me.
Okay, I can live with that.
Yeah.
Like, what Baldy was saying, tell me as you were a terrific player, man.
I was okay.
Tell me as a terrific player, you can't see and come off your stance that Jalen was throwing balls late and they were bad. Like, I heard you say multiple times, well, he didn't have his feet planted. Well, how many times?
He didn't have what?
His feet planted.
His feet planted.
Okay, you said that multiple times.
Yeah.
How many times do the best quarterbacks in the league have to make throws in big games against good opponents? How many times do they have to make throws without their feet planted? Probably a handful, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the one that I'm concerned about, I'm not so concerned because I agree with you 100% on the throw to A.J. Yes, A.J. was waving his hands. A.J. waves his hands every time he goes out for a pass.
Yep.
But that was a point. That was taking points off the board. I'm with you 100%. But that throw to Smith, come on. Did you see his route? Because that was one thing I noticed watching the game and then rewinding it, because I don't want Jalen turning the ball over just like you don't.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a bad route. Maybe it was footing. Everybody's complaining about footing. Well, the Packers had the same footing. But here's the thing
with that, though, RC. Even if it was a poor route, even if I would agree with you there, that's all the more reason why you don't throw the ball there. He wasn't open.
He was.
How was he open if it was such a, hold on, if it was such a poor route, it was such a poor route, because Baldy said it and now you're saying it. So then he wasn't open. You know why? Because he was open early in the route and the ball came late.
Correct. And the other thing is this, when Ike, and you're the guy, Spike and these guys, they're good football guys. They're great. They're great on the radio. Love them. Ike.
Yeah.
How many years have we been watching Jalen play? Is it obvious to you and all his fans that I was sitting with people and I said, if he rolls out to his right one more time and throws the ball, I'm going to break the TV. Mm-hmm. He's a terrific quarterback. He's an unbelievable competitor. I love him, and I'll die with him here in Philadelphia. But if you broke down film and every single time he rolls to the right, I guarantee you the percentages of completions, incompletions, interceptions, tip balls, bad throws, they're awful. He is horrendous going to his right.
Even more reason not to throw the ball.
Exactly. But he's trying to grow as a quarterback. Can we give him that?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, yeah. Okay, you know what? That's fine. He's trying to grow as a quarterback. I won't knock him for that. Well, here's a teaching moment. Don't make that throw.
That's what Kellen Moore has to do, correct?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. And we all believe in Kellen Moore.
Yes. I believe in Jalen. No, hold on, RC. I believe in Jalen. Don't get it twisted. This isn't about me bashing Jalen. This was more about me and Baldy, another guy who I respect, his football acumen, and when he breaks down film, and that he keeps it real. So I was a surprise that he didn't have a problem with either one of those throws.
I was a little shocked, too.
So that's where I was surprised at. That's the only reason why I said something, because I was surprised that Baldy had no issue with the throws.
He had zero issue, Ike.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, Ike, is I'm even more shocked because since you guys got together, Spike came back home where he belonged. I'm shocked that not one person has ever said anything about Jalen rolling out to his right. It's like not saying something about Cassidy swinging at sliders in the left-handed batter's box.
I think we've talked about it, actually. I actually think we've talked about it since Friday. Now, obviously, you're not expected to listen every minute of every day, but even on that play specifically, we were just saying he had a clean pocket. He leaves clean pockets
too much,
too often, and it doesn't seem to do them any good. By the way, it's not like when he runs out right. I don't know if he wants a clearer vision. I don't know if he's buying time. I don't know what it is, but a lot of times when he rolls out right, he's not. It's not a planned rollout, and he's leaving a clean pocket to do it. So I don't know the reason he's doing it, whether it's just a comfort thing, whether he wants a clear vision of the field. Maybe he doesn't trust where people are supposed to be as opposed to seeing them for himself.
And he's a right-handed quarterback, so maybe he has a little bit of false confidence because maybe he did that in high school and college.
Yeah.
He got to his right, and he threw a better ball. But at this level, he can't do it. And I agree 100%. If Kellen Moore and those guys can get him to understand, step up in the pocket like he did later in the game, and he can deliver the ball or he can put the defense in such a tough place because he still can run. Is he as fast as he was when he first got here? No. But he steps up in the pocket and it opens up a ton of things. But that's the growth. That goes back to, we're not going to open this can of worms, but that goes back to Jason Kelce, a legend, love him. He was in charge of the blitz calls. He was calling all that. This is the growth that Jalen has to go through, and I think we've got to give him that rather than harp on the two interceptions.
Sure.
Rather than harp on the what ifs.
Sure. That's fair. That's fair. I'm just saying, when we bring, and appreciate the call, RC, when we bring somebody on as respectable as Baldy and who's going to join us every week, and he actually breaks down film and give you detail as to what he sees, I was just a little surprised. I follow him. I was surprised when I saw him break down the footage of those interceptions, and he had no issue with them.
It was actually kind of shocking, actually.
Yes, that's the thing that got me. So that's the only reason why we were even talking about the interceptions, because Baldy went through and he said, let's go straight to the interceptions. It was if Baldy wanted us to know and wanted people to know he had no problem with the interceptions.
By the way, top 10 arm?
Yeah.
Top 20.
I have him as a top 10 quarterback. Yeah, I'll just leave it at that.
All right. Everyone's been waiting for it. It is the Eagles Inside of the Year Power Rankings, which are presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings. Ow!
Why is the person injured at the end of it?
Because it's football.
Yeah, I guess. Do you ever hear of the football player? You hear Baldy? Ow!
No. If they made that sound on the field,
yeah,
I think fans would be asking for them to be cut.
Wouldn't work. All right. We have some movement in the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings. To remind you, we will give you these rankings every week, Wednesdays at 4:30. We will award Eagles Insider of the Year at the conclusion of the season. You get points for correct reports. You are docked points for incorrect reports. You are docked points for a lack of activity. And you can gain points from informed speculation. Now, honorable mentions before we get to the top five. John Clark, not in the top five. D-Gun falls out of the top five.
But
did have a report about an hour and a half ago that the Eagles, as of now, are not considering a trade for Hassan Reddick. So, he is the first person to report on anything Eagles Hassan Reddick. It did come after the vote happened this week, but it will be considered for next week.
And Julio doesn't count because he's just throwing a topic out there.
He's just something to talk about. It'd be like giving you Insider of the Year for A.J. Brown and Patrick Surtain.
Yeah, well,
yes.
That turned into a rumor.
Yes. So maybe you would get Insider points for that. So D-Gun, John Clark, Joe Santoliquido, honorable mention. Here are the top five. Sliding down one spot, due to a lack of activity and rolling his eyes at my questions during the Brandon Graham show. Howard Eskin.
Dope.
Ooh, okay.
He's fifth. Now, remember, the other thing is, if you say something negative about WIP hosts or employees,
right,
that you can be docked as well.
Yes.
And I will take his eye rolls as a dock. Is that fair?
Yeah. Okay. Just blatant disrespect.
Yeah. You want to host a show, buddy? Go ahead. Host a show. All right. Number four, a shocker. The first time he's at the in the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Who you got?
Chris from Middletown.
Wow.
Wow. He cracked the top five?
His Devin White report has
Devin White report.
Has some legs.
It feels like it has legs. Now, Chris from Middletown said that he was told from somebody who knows that Devin White was told he would not be starting, had a negative reaction to that news, and that is why he was not going to travel with the team. Look, it's the only report we have. If
it makes, I mean, we don't know it for a fact, but it does make sense.
It makes sense.
Yes, and this just shows.
Seems logical.
I think a couple of spots in this show that we are not biased, as Chris from Middletown is a midday show caller.
Right.
You know, not
even. He doesn't want to be anymore. He's trying to get off the midday show.
Certainly is.
Well, he wants to be an afternoon show caller.
Yeah, definitely.
Very, very bad. All right. Coming in at number three, dropping one spot, is Ike Reese.
What? They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
We need something besides Mekhi Becton.
Come on, man.
Yep.
I got to run. What do you mean you need something?
Well, yeah, it's just like we get it. The right guard. Also, Steen got hurt. So, of course, it was his job.
Did I not call for Quinnon Mitchell to be the starter at corner?
Yeah, it was an opinion.
It's an injury.
Injury opinion. Nah.
What do you want me to do, man? Inform speculation.
Well,
I said he should be starting.
You inform speculating a guy that's going to be playing for the Falcons on Monday night, too.
Yeah, we need him, too, by the way.
Yep.
All right, well, let me work on some things.
All right.
Three's
respectable.
Not,
I'm just trying to figure out how I dropped.
Yeah, well, you'll find out.
Yes.
It's not so much about you, inactivity, and the person behind you
had some activity.
Up. Yes.
Okay.
Moving up to number two. Elliot Shore Parks.
Oh, because he went to Brazil.
Well,
that's a bit insider.
Was Brazil and did post multiple videos, even though he didn't do it on his own Twitter. And look, we're going to give him points for this. This is a one-time only points. It feels like he has removed the NovaCare worm from his brain. He has
Hold on, we're giving him points for actually having some
stones.
Yeah, exactly.
Look,
stand up to the man.
Yeah, if this were a sci-fi movie, the scene of him removing the worm from his brain would be painful and disgusting.
What movie is that?
Is that Bad Boys?
Yeah, what is that?
Was it Bad Boys?
I never saw Bad Boys. I do remember in a movie they had to remove something from the brain.
I don't know what movie that is, though.
Well, so Aliens and Prometheus or whatever, they remove something from the stomach.
What about the movie Arnold Schwarzenegger was in?
Total Recall?
Yeah, Total Recall.
I feel like Total Recall or The Running Man might have had one.
That's what I was thinking of, The Running Man.
Running Man? Might have had
Richard Dawson.
Human Centipede, they were just all connected.
No, yes. We're not talking about Human Centipede.
I don't know that one.
Oh, Google it while I'm doing on your personal computer.
Okay.
Yeah.
But after you look up Spanish, never mind.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that in a moment. So number two, Elliot Shore Parks.
Okay.
And number one, still, though he doesn't have any new reports, nobody's done anything to knock him off his perch. Number one, the newspaper reporter.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody's going to have to come in with a bombshell to knock him off his perch. Look, I don't want him there, to be quite honest with you. It is what it is. So there you go.
Well, listen, I don't just throw stuff against the wall.
No, you don't want to be that. Yep.
So when something starts to percolate for me, I'll throw it out there. I'll let you guys know.
Thank
absolutely.
You.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Been waiting for it.
Yeah. Shannon Sharp, by the way, going for a different insider of the year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Come on, Club Shay Shay.
Yeah.
Goodness
Not
gracious.
Inside information.
It's called a big dose of D.
Would you stop?
That hammer is real, for real.
God bless Shannon Sharp.
He already blessed him.
Yep. He's been blessed. He's blessing other people, too, I guess.
Wow.
Ken from Cinnaminson. You're on WIP. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yes,
Long time,
sir.
No talk.
Yes, sir. How are you?
What's up, Ken?
I am well, and I won't ask you how you are because I'm sure you've already answered that question.
Yes, sir.
I think you're thinking of Wrath of Khan. in terms of the movie.
Yes, the worm in the ear.
Star Trek, The Wrath of Khan.
Yes, that did happen. Was that, who was the guy, who was the guy that played Khan? It was in, I'm trying to think, who?
Ricardo Montalban.
That's right. Good call.
That's pretty good,
yes.
Ken.
Yes, was in Wrath of Khan.
Sometimes it helps to be old.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, notice we all remembered it as well. Jack didn't.
But, no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I had a call because are we sure that that was Baldy and it wasn't OG Wade who has mastered a Brian Baldinger impersonation? Because now this is where we are, where the guy who breaks down tape every week, the football analyst, is telling us that the interceptions aren't the quarterback's fault. Like, the previous caller said it, you know, have you ever seen a route where A.J. Brown didn't think he was open? Like, this is preposterous. Look, the Eagles had 38 sacks in 2017, and they won the Super Bowl. And they won the Super Bowl because even absent sacks, they did get pressure. Pressure is more important than sacks. Sacks are what get guys paid. Sacks are what get individual players paid. Pressure is what bursts pipes. Pressure is what causes quarterbacks to make bad decisions. So if Jalen Hurts is going to turn the football over twice a game, and look, this is not just Friday night. This is the body of work that Jalen Hurts has put on tape for the last 20 games of his career. Like, this is not going to work. And now we're at the point where we're going to let him off the hook for – I don't care how open A.J. Brown was in the back of the end zone. Jalen Hurts can't physically make that throw. So, you know, under that logic, A.J. Brown could be 80 yards downfield, waving his arm. And Jalen Hurts should try and throw it to him because he's all by himself, you know. Never mind the fact that Jalen Hurts throw the ball twice to go 80 yards.
So yeah.
There's no question that the fortunes of this team are going to be resting squarely on the shoulders of the quarterback. And I want him so badly to succeed. I want him so badly to be the quarterback we all want him to be. But, you know, I believe 100% of what my eyes see. I always have. I always will. And if he's going to put the ball in harm's way 4 or 5 times a game all year long, it doesn't matter if they have 90 sacks. It's
true.
Not going to do any good.
Well,
because they're just
the thing is too, Ken. I agree with that. I think the thing that is most frustrating is if he isn't that. If he doesn't do that, they're going to score 40 points a game. I mean, they scored 34 points with him,
and he gave the ball away.
He gave the ball away 3 times. I mean, 4 total if you count. Those are 4 giveaways. Well, no, I'm sorry. The one with Saquon, the one at the very end, they didn't
Saquon
give the ball
away. Saquon got it back, yeah.
Right, but they are so talented. We talked since free agency every day about how much talent they have on offense, and I was excited like everyone else, but I wanted to see it to believe it. But then you actually see it, and you're like, oh my God, these guys are all A.J., Devontae, Saquon, all as good as we thought they were. Saquon, about as good as you could even dream.
Yeah.
If he doesn't put the ball in harm's way, they're going to score more points than any team in the NFL this year.
That is the most frustrating point because, you know, it's got to be a do-no-harm mentality. That throw to A.J. Brown, I don't care. Look, there's 3 things that can happen on that play. 2 of them are bad.
Yep.
So, you know, the quarterback has to know the absolute worst outcome here is that we leave here with 3 points and an 8-point lead in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
Like, he's got to know that pre-snap.
Yep.
Especially after he just tried to throw a pick 6 the play before that.
Yep.
Like, you know, it's like you kind of get down and you say, thanks, Lord. I'm not going to do that.
I'm not doing that again. Yep.
So, you know, it's look, he's a 5th-year starter. At what point do we stop talking about the guy like he's a young quarterback who's still trying to learn how to play this position, especially when his best year as a quarterback was 2 years ago. So he was a younger quarterback then, and he was better in 2022 than he was last year and better in 2022 than he was Friday night.
Yeah,
I want the guy to succeed so bad because there's so much to like about him. But, you know, here's the way the Eagles run this organization. If he's the same quarterback in 2024 that he was in 2023, If you don't think the Eagles are going to draft a quarterback next spring, you have not been paying attention to how the Eagles run this organization.
Oh, yeah. If he turns the ball over 16 times or something again this year, they will absolutely not just draft. They'll look in. They'll look everywhere. Remember.
Yes.
Hey, Ken,
would you stop?
Jack. Ken, give us your famous.
We did it!
Ken, give us your famous debate.
Coke versus Pepsi.
That's a big one.
That's another big one.
It's a big one.
And it's a classic.
Yes. I haven't had a regular soda in like 25 years.
Yeah.
I can't remember the time I had a regular soda. Now, from a diet perspective, I can tell you Diet Coke over Diet
Before
Pepsi.
Before I say this, yeah. do we have any ties to Coke and Pepsi?
No, I don't think
okay.
that I know of.
I'm a Coke guy.
Yeah.
I'm so far a Pepsi guy.
Oh, really?
I don't think I've had Pepsi since Michael Jackson was endorsing it.
Yes, I remember that. Was that around the Crystal Pepsi era? But when Michael Jackson, because I feel like didn't Michael Jackson when he burned
the hair? Yeah.
That was the Pepsi commercial.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's the last time Pepsi was cool. Now, after that, Coke has been the drink, man.
I will say I'm a Diet Coke guy, but like with Wawa, I can be bought.
Yeah, you're right.
My opinion can change. You know,
so. I see you jumped on it before me. That's what I wanted to throw out there. So I don't chop my knees off from any endorsements
yes.
out there.
Can be bought. Diet Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper is not bad.
Mountain Dew. I don't care.
Aren't they all the same company?
I don't know.
Probably.
I don't know. We'll talk about all of them. Yes. All right. Coming up next. Now, I usually recently have had an idea of what's happening to Top 5 of 5, but I don't know today. So I'm very excited. So everyone's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show, the Top 5 at 5, is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.